Think about how you were taught to ride a bike, when you were a kid.
Oh, sure. Lots of scraped knees.
Right. But you didn't start in heavy traffic, did you? You probably started on like an empty, perfectly flat, freshly paved basketball court or something.
Or a quiet driveway.
Exactly. You totally sanitized the environment. You isolated the skill of pedaling and balancing without any distractions.
Which is, I mean, that's how most traditional learning models work. You control all the variables.
Oh.
So the brain can focus entirely on the mechanics of just that single task without, any competing sensory information.
But eventually you have to ride that bike on a sidewalk with cracks, and you're avoiding a stray dog and maybe trying not to drop an ice cream cone and waving to a friend all at the exact same time.
The real world is incredibly noisy.
It is. And today we are doing a deep dive into a fascinating stack of materials from a pediatric occupational therapy practice called Novel Heights.
Based in Paragould in Northeast Arkansas, right?
Yep, that's the one. And they are looking at that messy, noisy reality we just talked about and arguing that we shouldn't just end up there. We should actually start there.
Which is a huge shift. To put this into context for you, occupational therapy for children generally focuses on, helping them perform the quote-unquote jobs of childhood.
Like playing and learning.
Exactly. Playing, learning, regulating their emotions, navigating daily routines. And historically, almost all of that therapy happens in a clinic.
Right, behind closed doors.
But Novel Heights is entirely removing the traditional clinic walls. In this deep dive, we're analyzing the transition to individual nature-based therapy, which launches in fall 2026, as well as their current online parent coaching model.
And really, the fundamental shift in how they define skill acquisition in the first place.
Yeah, that's the core of it all.
So, to understand why a practice would completely abandon the traditional clinic, we have to look at their core philosophy. There's this one line in their documentation that really stood out to me.
Oh, the isolation one.
Yes. It states, "Children do not grow in isolation." They emphasize that therapy must be designed around participation, not isolated performance.
And that distinction between participation and isolated performance is really the neurological crux of their entire model.
How so?
Think about a clinical therapy setting. A child might master a specific skill there. Let's take the pincer grasp.
Which is just like using your thumb and index finger to pick something up, right?
Right, exactly. Picking up a tiny object like a bead or a Cheerio. Or maybe the goal is regulating their emotions during a simple board game.
Okay, sure.
In a clinic, they're executing these tasks in a room with perfect lighting, a soft carpeted floor, zero background noise.
Basically a vacuum.
Total vacuum. And they have the undivided attention of a therapist whose sole job is to facilitate that single moment.
You know, it reminds me of training an artificial intelligence model.
Oh, that's an interesting comparison. How do you mean?
Well, you train an AI on perfectly clean, curated data in a lab, and the AI looks like an absolute genius.
Right, it aces all the tests.
Exactly. But the second you deploy it into the real world and it encounters noisy, unpredictable data, it just hallucinates and completely breaks down. It sounds like, we might be doing the exact same thing to children's brains in these clinics.
That is a highly accurate comparison. I mean, the brain builds neural pathways based on the environment where the learning actually occurs.
Okay.
So if a child learns to tie their shoe in a perfectly silent, temperature-controlled room, that neural pathway is neurologically tethered to that specific environment.
So it's like context-dependent memory.
Exactly. The moment you introduce the noise, a sibling crying in the next room, the television blaring, the scratchy texture of the living room rug,
The pathway just breaks down.
it breaks down because the brain hasn't learned to tie a shoe in daily life. It's learned to tie a shoe in a vacuum.
Which perfectly explains why parents are always hearing from a therapist, like, "Oh, they did so great in the clinic today." But then the kid comes home and completely melts down trying to do the exact same task at the kitchen table.
Precisely. And Novel Heights identifies this as the gap between clinical success and functional reality.
Functional reality. I like that term.
They argue that a skill doesn't actually exist until it survives the transition from the clinic to the routines, the relationships, and the community life of the child.
Right, because what's the point otherwise?
Exactly. If the goal is helping children function in the environments that actually shape their days, then practicing in an artificial vacuum is just counterproductive. The brain needs the noise to build robust, resilient neural pathways.
Okay, but I do see a logistical problem here.
Let's hear it.
If we agree that perfectly flat, carpeted clinics are bad for real-world skill building, I mean, you can't just throw a child with significant motor delays into a chaotic playground and just hope for the best.
No, absolutely not.
You need a controlled but unpredictable environment.
Which brings us to the primary environment Novel Heights is utilizing for their upcoming individualized occupational therapy.
Nature.
Right, nature. They're launching nature-based OT with a waitlist currently open for fall 2026.
Okay, wait. I have to push back on this a little bit.
Go for it.
If the tool is just, you know, being outside, couldn't a parent just send their kid to the local park or into the backyard for free?
It's a fair question.
Like, how is this a medical or therapeutic intervention rather than just a fancy way of saying they send kids out into the woods to play?
Well, the materials from Novel Heights actually anticipate that exact skepticism.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they explicitly state this in their documents. They say, activities are selected through professional judgment, not because being outside alone is therapy.
Ah, okay. Professional judgment.
Right. We have to separate passive exposure to nature from skilled clinical guidance in nature.
So how does a dirt trail actually replace, say, a balance beam in a clinic?
Let's look at the physics and the neurology of the terrain.
Hmm.
A clinic floor is flat, it's predictable, and it's entirely forgiving.
Sure.
A child walking across it doesn't need to engage their peripheral vision or constantly adjust their core.
Because the floor is doing the stabilizing for them.
Exactly. Now put that same child on a forest trail or a creek bed or a grassy hill. The terrain is inherently unpredictable.
Oh, I see.
Every single step requires micro adjustments in the ankles for balance. It requires constant visual scanning to see where the roots and rocks are.
You have to actually pay attention to the space around you.
It demands spatial awareness to avoid branches. The natural environment offers these authentic, built-in opportunities to move and solve physical problems.
But again, sending a child out to run around that trail is just play, which is great, obviously, but it isn't therapy on its own.
Right. Occupational therapy in nature occurs when a professional looks at that uneven terrain and intentionally guides a child through it to address specific functional goals.
Got it. And the founder has a background in this, right?
Yes, Dr. Kelsey Adcock. She's a doctor of occupational therapy who has worked across pediatric, outpatient, school-based, and developmental daycare settings since 2019.
Okay, so she knows the traditional model inside and out.
Absolutely. And her doctoral capstone specifically focused on adaptive camping and hiking.
Now, that context completely reframes the approach for me.
How so?
Well, adaptive camping is essentially taking one of the most complex, multi-sensory environments imaginable, the wilderness.
Yeah.
And engineering ways for individuals with varying abilities to navigate it. She's taking the rigor of clinical observation and applying it to the unpredictability of the natural world.
That's a great way to put it. Consider a scenario where a child is, say, climbing over a fallen log.
Okay.
To the child, they're simply on an adventure. They just want to see what's on the other side of the log. The motivation is entirely intrinsic.
They actually want to do it.
Right. But the therapist is analyzing the child's motor planning. They're observing how the child assesses the physical risk, monitoring the core strength required to lift their leg over the obstacle.
So the therapist is doing the clinical work silently in the background.
Or stepping in when needed. The therapist might verbally prompt the child to change their hand placement or physically guide their hips to ensure they're building the correct muscle memory.
And that intrinsic motivation you mentioned, that seems like a massive variable.
That's huge.
I mean, but the child actually wants to climb the log. They probably don't want to do 10 reps of a core exercise on a foam mat just because an adult with a clipboard told them to.
No, of course not. And that motivation accelerates the learning. Furthermore, the sensory feedback in nature is authentic and often really regulating.
Regulating in what way?
Well, think about it. The rough bark of a tree, the temperature of the moving air, the sound of leaves crunching.
Oh, yeah.
These provide deep proprioceptive and tactile input that a sterile clinic simply cannot replicate. It naturally grounds the child's nervous system while they are doing the hard physical work.
Okay, so this individualized nature-based OT represents the long-term vision, right?
Right.
But the wait list is for fall 2026.
Correct.
And a family dealing with daily challenges today cannot put their child's development on pause for 2 years.
No, absolutely not.
Which brings us to the services Novel Heights offers right now. Specifically, their online parent coaching.
The parent coaching model reveals a lot about how they view the hierarchy of care.
What do you mean by hierarchy of care?
Well, the traditional medical model places the therapist at the top as the sole expert. The child is the patient, and the parent is essentially just a bystander who drives the child to the appointment.
Right. They sit in the waiting room reading a magazine.
Exactly. But Novel Heights uses the phrase shaped with families. They explicitly state, you know your child. We bring another perspective.
It's shifting from like an architect and bystander model to an architect and builder model.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. The therapist is the architect. They understand the neurological blueprints and structural mechanics of child development, but the parent is the builder on the ground.
Doing the actual work.
They're the ones dealing with the weather, the actual materials, what do the materials say? Hard mornings and small victories.
Yes.
An architect's blueprint is totally useless if they don't consult the builder about what's actually happening on the construction site.
That structural collaboration is essential because of how they define the coaching. It is purely educational and consultative.
Okay.
But the most radical aspect of this offering, especially within the modern American medical landscape, is the barrier to entry, or rather, the lack of one.
Right. To begin this online parent coaching, a family needs no physician referral, no diagnosis, and no formal occupational therapy evaluation.
Which bypasses a massive bureaucratic bottleneck.
It's huge.
It fundamentally demedicalizes everyday parenting struggles. Consider the typical journey for a family who notices their child is having severe difficulties with daily routines.
They go to a pediatrician, right?
Right. Who then refers them to a specialist. And the wait lists for those evaluations can stretch for 6 to 12 months.
That's an eternity in a child's life.
It really is. Yeah. During that entire waiting period, the family is sitting in distress, trying to manage challenging daily routines, but they're locked out of professional guidance until they secure a formal medical code that pathologizes their child's behavior.
Let's ground this in a specific scenario. Say a family is dealing with a two-hour battle every single morning just to get their kids' shoes on and get out the door.
A very common scenario, yes.
It's ruining the family dynamic. Under the traditional model, they have to wait months for an autism or ADHD evaluation before an occupational therapist will even talk to them about how to handle the morning routine.
But under the Novel Heights model, that family can access coaching immediately.
Because they aren't treating a diagnosis.
Exactly. Because they are not providing medical treatment or a clinical diagnosis, they can focus purely on practical strategy.
Okay, so how does that work in the shoe tying scenario?
Well, the coaching wouldn't be about labeling the child. It would be about analyzing the environment.
Finding out what's causing the friction.
Right. A trained professional would help the parent identify the root cause. Is the child experiencing sensory overload from the seams in their socks?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Or are they experiencing transition anxiety about leaving the house? Or maybe their fine motor skills just aren't developed enough to handle the laces, causing frustration.
So once they identify the mechanism behind the meltdown, the parent can just alter the environment.
Exactly. Maybe they switch to seamless socks. Or they move the shoe tying station from the chaotic hallway to a quiet corner of the bedroom.
They solve the functional problem without needing a doctor to sign a piece of paper declaring a deficit.
It restores agency to the parents. It operates on the premise that you do not need a medical label to deserve help making your family's daily life function smoother.
That must be such a relief for parents.
I imagine so. Now, the boundaries are clearly drawn. This is not for emergencies, and it doesn't replace medical care, but it intercepts the daily friction that wears families down.
Now, this philosophy of removing barriers extends beyond just individual families. Novel Heights is also looking at how to scale this support to peer groups.
Because individual routines are just one piece of the puzzle.
Right. If the ultimate goal is real-world participation, children eventually have to integrate with other kids.
Of course.
This is where their THRAVE Outdoors program comes in, which currently has an open wait list.
And THRAVE is really the peer group application of their nature-based philosophy. These are purposeful, small group outdoor experiences focused on connection, healthy challenge, and self-advocacy.
But why focus on peer interactions in the woods rather than, you know, a traditional classroom or a clinic playroom?
It's a great question.
Like, what is the mechanism that makes the outdoor group setting more effective for a child struggling with social skills or regulation?
It really comes down to psychological safety and spatial freedom.
Spatial freedom.
Yeah. Think about it. In a traditional classroom or a clinic waiting room, you have these artificial social constraints.
Right. Use your inside voice.
Exactly. Children are told to sit still, raise their hands, lower their voices, share toys, and all in a confined space, usually with bright fluorescent lights.
So the environment itself induces stress.
Yes. And if a child becomes dysregulated in that environment, there is nowhere to retreat.
The physical walls literally trap the social anxiety.
Exactly. But the outdoors provides infinite space.
Oh, I see.
If a child in the THRIVE program becomes overwhelmed during a group activity, they can literally step back, find a quiet spot under a tree, and regulate their nervous system.
Without the stigma of being sent to a quote-unquote timeout chair.
Precisely. Furthermore, the challenges in nature require organic collaboration.
Like what?
Well, building a fort out of fallen branches or figuring out how to cross a shallow creek, these things require communication, negotiation, and shared physical effort.
So the social interaction is driven by a shared, authentic goal rather than, you know, an adult forcing them to share a plastic toy in a playroom.
The environment does the heavy lifting for the social integration.
That is so smart. What is really fascinating about all of this is how Novel Heights treats the knowledge itself.
What do you mean?
Well, whether it's individual therapy, parent coaching, or group programs, therapeutic practices usually operate behind strict paywalls.
Oh, sure.
But on the Novel Heights website, before a parent ever fills out a form, hands over an email address, or opens their wallet, there's just a section of free, parent-friendly printables.
Yes, I saw those. They offer resources covering fine motor skills, feeding, school readiness, regulation, and outdoor play.
It functions almost like open-source therapy.
Which is a stark contrast to how therapeutic knowledge is traditionally gatekept.
It really is.
I mean, we have a societal habit of locking practical, life-improving knowledge behind advanced degrees, expensive consultation fees, and really complex insurance coding.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
By providing these resources up front, Dr. Kelsey Edcock is prioritizing access over immediate monetization.
Let's look at the fine motor skills printable, for example. Why does a parent need a printable for that? And how does giving it away for free actually serve the clinic's broader mission?
Well, fine motor skills, the coordination of small muscles in the hands and fingers, are critical for school readiness.
Right. Holding a pencil, that kind of thing.
Exactly. If a child lacks hand strength, they cannot hold a pencil, use scissors, or button a jacket.
So a parent notices their four-year-old struggling with these tasks.
And they're likely experiencing a massive information overload from Google,
okay,
right? Finding all this conflicting advice about dysgraphia and developmental delays.
WebMD will convince you it's the worst-case scenario in 5 minutes.
Exactly. A simple, free printable cuts through the noise. It gives the parent 3 or 4 immediate, actionable games to play at home that subtly build hand strength.
Like what kind of games?
Simple things, like using tongs to pick up cotton balls,
right,
or just tearing paper for an art project.
Oh, that's so easy. It gives them a starting point that doesn't feel overwhelming.
And that is the overarching promise stated in their materials. They say, wherever your family is starting, there is a next step.
I love that.
If a free PDF helps a family feel a little less panicked today, the practice has succeeded in its mission before that family ever officially becomes a client.
It builds trust.
It does. It makes the prospect of taking the next step, whether that's booking online coaching or joining the waitlist for nature-based OT, feel manageable rather than daunting.
The entire model is built around adapting to the family's reality rather than forcing the family to adapt to the clinic's sterile environment.
Perfectly said.
We've traced quite a journey through this deep dive. You know, we've examined how Novel Heights is tearing down the traditional walls of occupational therapy by recognizing that skills learned in a vacuum rarely survive in the messy real world.
Right.
We've explored the physics and neurology of using uneven natural terrain as a clinical tool to build strength and problem-solving skills organically.
The micro-adjustments on the trail.
Exactly. We've looked at how they're demedicalizing everyday parenting struggles by offering immediate practical coaching without requiring a diagnosis.
And how they scale that philosophy through open source resources and outdoor peer groups.
It represents a truly comprehensive ecosystem of support rather than just a linear medicalized track of treatment.
It really does. And stepping back to view the entirety of this approach leaves us with a rather profound implication, not just for childhood development, but for human behavior as a whole.
Oh, where does this framework apply outside of pediatric OT?
Well, Novel Heights operates on the premise that isolated performance in a controlled vacuum is a fundamentally flawed way to learn crucial life skills like regulation, coordination, and problem solving.
True. True learning requires real-world participation.
So if we accept that as a neurological truth for children, it demands we look at how much of our own adult lives are trapped in artificial, isolated environments.
Oh, wow. We are definitely guilty of that.
Consider our workplace training or professional development or even our own mental health practices.
Okay, let's unpack that.
We constantly try to better ourselves in perfectly controlled vacuums. We sit in a quiet, climate-controlled conference room watching a slideshow to learn about, you know, teamwork and agile problem solving.
Right. Instead of actually learning it in the messy reality of a high-stakes, under-resourced project.
Exactly. Or think about mindfulness. We use mindfulness apps in a silent, darkened room, but then completely lose our temper the moment we hit a traffic jam.
Oh, that hits a little too close to home. We are practicing in the sterile clinic.
We are.
We are training our adult brains on clean data and then hallucinating when the real world gets noisy.
We absolutely are. The lesson from Novel Heights extends far beyond occupational therapy. It suggests that if we want to build resilience, adaptability, and genuine skill, we need a lot less isolated performance in our routines.
We need to seek out the unpredictable terrain.
We need to get our bikes off the pristine basketball court and go find a gravel road.
I love that thought. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Whether you are navigating child development, looking at your own professional training, or just seeking a new perspective on how we learn, we hope this exploration challenged some assumptions.
It certainly challenged mine.
Keep analyzing the environments where you practice your skills, keep embracing the noise of the real world, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.